Good morning. We've heard the testimony of two of our Kirakira service participants. Miyazaki-san told us about her father and explained how both she and her father had received blessings from the service. And then Yuki-kun told us about how the day service tries to enhance and encourage the individuality of the users. It is through his presence that so many of us are appreciating this service. Now I would like to read the daily verse. This is from the Epistle of James, chapter 4, verses 13 to 15. So now I'm going to read it. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Today is the service to honor the elderly. We would like to thank that we are made alive by God and kept alive by God. At Megumi Church, we have a lot of fun and rich fellowship through the work of the Kirakira Kai and the Kirakira service. Unfortunately, during the coronavirus, we have had to take time off from the Kirakira Kai activities, the social work, but we have been able to keep up God's work through the Kirakira service. From the first to third service, we have a total of six people, two at a time, who give their testimonies as staff, users, and family members of the Kirakira service. The day service, the care manager, the visiting helpers, the service users, and the users' families. Their testimonies are full of grace and gratitude. To that, I would add the testimony of the day service kitchen. In fact, half of my body is made up of the food I eat at Kirakira service. So next year, I would love to hear the testimony of the delightful lunches at Kirakira Kai and the testimony of the kitchen at Kirakira services. This is my personal desire. I, too, enjoy this fellowship of Kirakira service. I receive rich blessings of fellowship in the Lord with the servers and with those served. The staff and users who come together have their own lives. They come from different places, have different living environments, different personalities, and different food preferences. At the day service, we enjoy spending time together while respecting each other's differences and individuality. This is so important in our service. Every day, we have a Bible message at lunch. Some of the topics in the message that help us overcome our differences are, for example, sumo wrestling and shogi, Japanese chess. This year, we were especially excited by talk of the success of Sota Fuji, who had two championships this year. He's very young, only 17, and to our Kirakira service members, they think of them as their grandchild. I don't know so much about shogi, but can we think about the way we fight in life through the art of warfare of shogi? Now, according to Fuji's master, professionals narrow down their next move to about three. Even when 5 or 7 or more moves come to mind, in the end, they quickly narrow it down to only 3. And they think, if I choose this option, I can take the risk and go for the win. If I choose this one, it's a safe move, I won't lose right away. It depends on the situation, but in the end, I will choose a move that is in line with my own view of shogi, my intuition developed throughout a shogi life. I've heard that the twice champion Sota Fuji chooses a move, usually, that is active. But if we're not thinking about shogi, what kind of view of life might we have? As we saw, the Bible says this. Here's verses 13 and 14 from the 4th chapter of James. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this city or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. We like to think of things as if everything is going to go as we wish. But to us it is said, you don't know what tomorrow will bring. We are told, you have to know that your life is limited. We're told to give up your arrogance. Your life is not eternal, and you don't control the world. In our world, the rich and the powerful may act as if they rule the world. Yet, no matter how powerful they are, there's always a chance that sickness will take away their power. No matter how much money one has, does one really need all that much money in our short lives? Can we actually use it up? No matter how successful you are in business, no matter how much money you have, no matter how powerful you are, as a human, you are weak. And there's a limit to your life. You only have so many years. And yet, people still turn away from the idea that their life is limited. They think, it's good now, all we need is money. If I'm okay, it's all okay. And we think that what we want is not wrong. Yet, think about it. We can answer the question, what kind of life do you live? When we think of life, we should think about the questions of Heidelberg's Questions and Answers about Faith. In the faith class, we can study this, but here I want to introduce to you question 1. The question is, what is your only consolation in life and in death? And the answer is that I am not my own, but the body and soul, whether I live or die, belong to my true Savior, Jesus Christ. You may like to think your life is mine or my own. You might think of your own way, but in fact, it's my Savior, Jesus Christ's life that I have. It's a completely different view of life from thinking I own my life and I live to make money and for my own desires. When I was led to the church and first met Jesus, I was truly amazed to learn this fact. My life belongs to the Lord. Look at the Bible in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 10, we have this word. 1 Thessalonians 5:10. He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. The one who died for me and became my Savior is with me when I am awake, when I am sleeping, wherever I am, no matter what, always and forever. My life belongs to him, and my life is a life with him. Think about it. We don't need money. We don't need power. We need our Savior Jesus Christ, and we need the help that he gives us. And that's how our Kirakira service works. Yuki-kun mentioned self-reliance or self-support. But it is not self-support if you have money or strength and you can do it by yourself. Independence is not something that can be achieved by one's own strength. But it also includes the ability to ask for help from others. Our professionals of the Kirakira service will tell you. It's not that you can walk so many meters or what you can do. It's whether you have a meaning, whether you have a goal that you can accomplish through the help of others while you do as much as you can. There's one element that is essential for independence: motivation. If you don't have the will to act, you cannot act. If you don't have the will to live, you can't live. Many people think that motivation is money or recognition, pleasure, desire. But the word of the Bible asks us, what is your life like? How are you living? When we reply to that question, I am not my own, but the body and soul belong to my true Savior Jesus Christ, both to live and to die, then our life of independence by faith means that we have been given life through Jesus, and we live saved by him. That's what it means. We have lived through Jesus. There's a prayer in the Bible. It goes like this. Psalm 18, verses 1 to 3. Psalm 18, verses 1 to 3. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The Lord is our strength and salvation. We are so dependent on the Lord One that we pray with all our hearts that our lives would be nothing without him. It is also said that dependence is essential to self-reliance. We may think that dependence is the opposite of independence. Some people take the view that doing everything on your own is good and being dependent on others is bad. A negative image of dependence has been unconsciously imprinted in us. However, it is impossible for anyone to live without help from others. And if we think that being helped by others is dependence, and not being dependent on others is good, then it is impossible for anyone to live independently. And it is impossible for them to live in a way that is proper to them, in a way that is just as they are. Isaiah 41:13 tells us in the Bible, Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. We are to trust in the one who says, fear not, for I will help you. And we are to live our lives helping one another while seeking help from the Lord. The thing is, the society in which we live requires rules. We can help or we cannot help. The things that we do, we often like to think are good things, but that is according to the rules. The problem is that the society we live in is full of human rules and not God's rules. Human rules are rules of desire, of strength. They are not God-centered, but they are self-centered. Returning to James, verse 13, we see this way of life that is like, now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. We ignore the existence of God, exclude others, and think about what makes us feel best. That is the sin of man, who ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. Consider Japan, this Japan where we now live, which has an aging population at the same time as the population declines. After the war, Japan experienced amazing economic growth. As a result, the values of expansion and growth have been ingrained in Japan. This is the value of growth through mass production and mass consumption. But economic growth has also brought misfortune to the people. We have problems with Social Security. We have problems with the government finance, increasing inequality, unmarriage, late marriage, declining birth rates, social isolation, social disconnection, nuclear families, lonely lives for the elderly, and social withdrawal. The world is full of a lot of misery despite the growth. This value of expansion and growth began with the idea of capitalism in the post-industrial era. It is the rule of capitalism, this rule of desire. It has become this norm that the strong survive and the weak are abandoned. Now, yesterday, October 3rd, is the anniversary of the unification of Germany and is an important holiday for the German people. The Berlin Wall came down in November 1989. The following year, on October 3rd, 1990, East Germany joined West Germany. That was exactly 30 years ago. The East-West Cold War was over. Socialism collapsed, and capitalism won. 30 years have passed since then. I believe that capitalism has won, even though it has brought increasing inequality, it has built a prosperous society. Socialism destroyed itself. Capitalism is a rule for the rich and richer. It uses up the environment through the exploitation of plants, animals, living creatures, and human beings. It's destroying the environment and hurting human beings. In spite of this, we believe it's not a bad thing to be rich. In fact, it's a good thing. It means growing and developing. It's believed that the desires of the individual lead to the benefit of the whole. Yet, are we really happy? The Earth's resources are going, we're destroying the environment, communities are breaking down, inequality is growing, and people are exhausted. What kind of lookout on life do we have? Don't we have to make real changes in the way we work, the way we live, and in society? In a world where we are under pressure to grow, to have power, to be accepted if we can't do something, or to ask for help for others, where it's difficult to do those latter things, there is a life empowered by our Savior Jesus Christ. There is a life lived by helping each other. Look at James 4:15. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. I want us to have a view of life, seeking what the Lord's will is and living a life that is made alive by God. If I have a life today, it means that God has a plan for me and that I have a meaning for life. It is a way of life where the Lord's will becomes our own plan, our ability to take action, and we are kept alive and empowered by the Lord's will. Such a view of life may not be the image of a chess player who plays chess on his own, but rather we may be the image of a pawn that is pointed at by God. It is said that one of the keys to winning the game is to master the weakest pieces. The weakest piece is the most important piece, and to win the game, you have to learn how to make the weakest pieces stronger. I am a weak piece, a pawn, but God keeps me alive, God uses me, and this is the image that comes to my mind. It is said, shogi starts with a fu, that is, chess starts with a pawn. Even though the pawn is weak, if it is not there, it cannot defend or attack at all. And we have the bishop and the knight, which can be chased by the weakest pawn. And making the best use of these pieces with their strange moves, sometimes they can work better than the most powerful rook. So, in chess, the weak pawns are indispensable, and the difficult to use bishops and knights, making use of them, of these, is the key to winning the game. And that is the real pleasure of playing shogi, or chess, the experts tell us. And so, one of the real pleasures of our life, even if we are weak, even if it is hard to handle, the Lord God will strengthen us, and the Lord God will use us. Just like pieces in a shogi, we don't live alone. We have the pleasure of living together. We help and empower each other. There is a life made alive by the Lord God, each of us in our own way. He cherishes our individuality, including our weaknesses and flaws. There is a life made alive together, as we are all different from each other. I'm not saying that all of our plans are lives that we have chosen, but that we have God's presence behind them, God's guidance, and the life that God gives us. We want to live a life where we are empowered by God and help each other. This is the kind of life we want to live. So I will pray. Heavenly Father, God, we give you thanks for all that you have given us, that we can live together. You have given this great joy, and we give you thanks. We are given to Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. He is our strength. And the Lord Jesus, the Lord God, helps us as we help each other and will not give us life in vain. God will enliven us and make us productive. We will experience joy, and we'll be able to taste the productivity of serving the Lord as you guide us. Please guide us well. As we are together praying here to you, we offer this prayer in the name of our saving Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.